Matt Farrell, on this podcast, explains to Trevor Winkworth the story behind the development of the Maria Edgeworth Centre and the trail.
I'm with Matt Farrell, 2017 Irish Heritage Hero, in the Maria Edgeworth Centre in Edgerton. Matt, explain to me a little bit about your hero and why are we in the Maria Edgeworth Centre, and tell me a bit about Maria Edgeworth.
Right. Well, Maria Edgeworth was an Anglo-Irish novelist, a writer, and an educationalist. And the town of Edgerton takes its name from the Edgeworth family. And I suppose it all began, our journey all began in the 1960s, when fortuitously a bank manager was appointed to the Ulster Bank. And his wife was from Belfast, and she saw the importance of the historical figure Maria Edgeworth, and that the town should take advantage of that and maintain that legacy and do whatever it could to protect it. And she put together a group of people, local people, and they formed the Edgeworth Society, and that was in the late 1960s. And unfortunately, as what happens in some organisations, when the driving force leaves, her husband was transferred and she had to leave the town, and the fortunes of the society waned. But they had done enough work to prepare the groundwork for us to survive for another 60 years. And as you say, we're here in the Maria Edgeworth Centre, which is located in one of the oldest schoolhouses in Ireland, built in 1840, which was just 9 years after the establishment of the Education Act here in Ireland. The school was built, as I say, in 1840, and the trustees of it at the time were Maria Edgeworth and her brother Snide Edgeworth, and the local parish priest and a businessman, and it has survived to this day. The centre was opened in 2019, and it contains a huge amount of artefacts that can only be seen here in Edgeworthstown. For example, we have a complete set of portraits from the old Edgeworthstown house where their family lived. We acquired these from the National Gallery in Dublin. The family were deeply involved in education. They saw education as the way out for the Irish people. In 1798, they published two volumes of Practical Education, which was translated into a number of European languages. And we have on display here the first editions of Volume 1 and 2 of Practical Education.
Now, for those who mightn't know about Maria Edgeworth and her literary past, would you explain a little bit to them?
Well, as I say, Maria Edgeworth was born in 1768 in Oxfordshire in England. And when she was 8 years of age, she returned home here to Edgeworthstown with her father, Richard Lovell Edgeworth, who inherited the estate. And she, all of the family were educated at home. She was the eldest daughter in the family. Her older brother Richard, when he was in his teenage years, went to join the Navy with the Packinghams and ended up in New York. So Maria, for all intensive purposes, was the eldest in the family. Her father married four times. So Maria had three stepmothers. Her last stepmother was Frances Beaufort of the famous Beaufort family in the Beaufort scale. And she, incidentally, was a year younger than Maria. So Maria, as I say, had a very unusual and exciting life for a lady of that period. She became her father's secretary on the estate when she was 14 years of age. This brought her in contact with local people here in Edgeworthstown, tenants and labourers and people that supplied the estate with goods. So she got a great feeling for the character of the Irish people. And she also had a keen interest in writing. So she carried her experience from working on the estate into her literary works. And I suppose most people will associate her with Castle Rackrent, which was considered the first of the big house novels. And she was considered actually to be the mother of the novel. She is credited with being, as I said, the author of the big house novel. Sir Walter Scott, when he published his works Waverley, which was similar in a Scottish context, said he wouldn't have done it if it wasn't for the influence of his friend Maria Edgeworth. So, as I said earlier, she lived in exciting times. She travelled extensively. She travelled to London on numerous occasions and socialised in the literary salons of the day. She dined with Byron. William Wordsworth visited her here in Edgeworthstown, as did Sir Walter Scott. She promoted education. Education, I think, would have been her main goal. And one of the things that she had an interest in was equal education for girls. And she promoted science, that girls should be taught science. She felt that they should have be taught practical education. Indeed, their publication in 1798 was entitled Practical Education. She went on then to publish a number of novels, The Absentee, Helen, Belinda, Harrington. She was a prolific writer at the time. People nowadays associate kind of Jane Austen as being the primary writer, female writer of the period. But Maria Edgeworth was more well known than Jane Austen. Not to take away from Jane Austen, she was so much well known. She was the most published female author of the period.
Now, so you have the centre established here in effect in her memory, or to educate people about it, but you also have a trail.
Yeah, we have a trail as well. Edgeworthstown is a very historic town. First of all, Oliver Goldsmith received his early education here in Edgeworthstown before going to Trinity College in Dublin. The Oscar Wilde, his sister, died and is buried here in the town. Maria Edgeworth's cousin was the Abbey Edgeworth. His family emigrated to France when they converted to Catholicism, and he played a major role during the French Revolution in that he administered the last rites to Louis XVI and accompanied him onto the guillotine. He subsequently escaped and went into hiding and eventually joined up with the royal family in exile and died in what is today Latvia and is buried in Latvia. The town, as I said, is very historic. We still have the walled gardens that are associated with the ancestral home of the Edgeworths. We have St. John's Rectory, where the Abbey Edgeworth was born and where Oscar Wilde's sister Isla died. We have St. John's Church, where the Edgeworth family are interred and where Isla Wilde is interred. We also have St. Mary's Catholic Church, which is a Gothic-style church and boasts wonderful Harry Clarke stained glass windows. And eventually, at the end, we have, at the end of the trail, we have the Maria Edgeworth Centre here, as I say, which is located in the schoolhouse.
Well, now, I know you've invested a lot in technology. So when somebody comes here, you have audio, you have video, and you have an audio walk as well.
Yeah, we have an audio guide for the trail. When visitors arrive here in the centre is basically divided into three sections. The first section is the library section, where you're welcomed into the life and times of Maria Edgeworth. And we have a self-guided audio tour for that, which is available in 7 languages. The second section then is dedicated to the national primary school system and its establishment here in Ireland in 1831 and the role played by the Edgeworths. And then upstairs in this wonderful building we have, which is, we call it nearly like the sitting room. A lot of Edgeworth's writings took place in her dining room and sitting room in a very relaxed atmosphere, and that's what we have created here. Recently we acquired an old family album which has had over 400 sketches made by members of the family, and this was pre-photography years, and it's a record of people that worked on the estate, that people that travelled through Edgeworthstown, and all those are available on touchscreen devices.
So you've really, it's a very modern setting for a story of
from the period. Yeah, it's a very important period in Ireland's history. I suppose from an academic point of view, the Edgeworths are very, very well recognised and appreciated from an academic point of view. Our aim at the moment is to bring the story to a wider audience. Mariah Edgeworth lived her whole life with the ordinary people of Ireland. She wrote for a British audience, which was to explain to the British that the Irish were of a different character than the British. They were intelligent, they were industrious when they could be. They were all, as she says, literary people in their own right. And she tried to get that story over to a British audience. And I think here we are in 2021 and still don't understand the character of, the unique character of the Irish person, you know. So we're trying to continue to tell that story.
Now, you haven't told me why you were a hero in 2017.
Well, I suppose I've dedicated most of my life. I've been 40 years involved in community work here in Edgeworthstown. I always saw the importance of preserving our built heritage and the legacy of the people that lived in Edgeworthstown over the years, whether it be Mariah Edgeworth, whether it be Isla Wilde, whether it be Oliver Goldsmith. And we brought that all together. So we had a lot of difficulties and fights to fight over the years. And in 2017, the Heritage Council saw fit to award me the title Ireland's Heritage Hero for the work I had put into preserving our heritage here in Ireland.
And I know it's well deserved. Now, you just jumping forward, you have a new project which is soon about to open.
Yeah, we have a new library. I think it's fitting that a town like Edgeworthstown should have a fine library. In 2015, an opportunity arose where a site became available in the town. We as an organisation, the Edgeworthstown Community Development Association, purchased that site. And we felt that the town needed a library. We approached the local authority and we offered to gift them the site on condition that they build a new library. It's nearly 6 years on now, and the library has opened. It's a multi-million euro library. And it's going to set the standards for libraries here in Ireland going forward. It's not going to be the traditional silent library that you go in and borrow a book. You can spend time in there, quality time in there. It's geared for all age groups, for teenagers, for children, for adults. And it also houses a new headquarters for our own organisation, which was one of the benefits we got out of it. It's going to be a game changer, I think, for Edgeworthstown. It's ideally located in the main street. Incidentally, it happens to be located opposite the market house, which, I'll tell you a story, Mariah Edgeworth inherited a set of diamond earrings from her aunt, and she sold those earrings, and the proceeds were used to build a market house here in Edgeworthstown. I mentioned the library. It's a very historic site. It's the site where Oliver Goldsmith received his early education. It's the site where the Edgeworths established an experimental boarding school, which had over 200 pupils in 1811. And it's just a wonderful occasion to have this new library here in Edgeworthstown.
So it's really... almost ties it all up nicely.
It ties it all up nicely, yeah. It's, as I said, I've been involved in it 40 years. It's a coincidence that they should be coming here talking to me at this time, because I have planned to take a little back seat. I'm going to continue working, promoting the Mariah Edgeworth Centre. Other activities in the town I'm going to leave to the next generation. And hopefully we can make as much progress over the next 40 years as we've had over the last 40 years.
Here, in closing, is a short sample of the audio trail, developed by In-Hand Guides for the centre.
As you walk towards St. John's Rectory, you will notice three murals depicting time past. Listen now as an Edgeworth tenant sings a traditional song that Mariah would have heard as she rode through the estate on her beloved pony, Dapple.
Oh, here's to Sir Conde, Sir Connolly Conde. He was born of a Tuesday and died on a Monday. Was there ever a one so easy and free? Says I to myself, and myself says to me, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da dee.